Welcome to your AI podcast. Here is what is new in the world of AI and tech today. Today, we'll look at two intriguing articles from Ars Technica. Chat is dead. OpenAI preps overhaul of ChatGPT. And the weather and climate science AI revolution isn't revolutionary. Both pieces provide us with fresh perspectives on how artificial intelligence is evolving in different domains, from advanced chatbots to the complexities of climate modeling. Examining these articles sheds light on the dynamic landscape of AI and how it is increasingly integrated into various aspects of our lives and industries. First up is Chat is Dead, OpenAI Preps Overhaul of ChatGPT, published on June 8th. OpenAI is gearing up for a significant transformation. This marks a pivotal moment in the trajectory of the company that rolled out the AI chatbot that took the world by storm. ChatGPT became a household name almost overnight, amassing nearly a billion users who were drawn to its interactive capabilities, utilizing it for everything from casual chit-chat to complex problem-solving inquiries. However, as OpenAI sets its sights on an initial public offering, a noteworthy shift is underway that hints at a potential decline in the traditional chat functionality we've come to expect. The phrase, "chat is dead," encapsulates this transformation, underscoring the notion that the future of AI extends well beyond merely answering questions and engaging in dialogue. The intention at OpenAI is to evolve ChatGPT into what they are describing as a super app. This reimagining encompasses the integration of varied features, including advanced coding tools and AI agents capable of executing tasks, signifying a move toward providing genuine utility rather than a conversational interface. Imagine an application that transcends basic Q&A capabilities, one that can help users schedule appointments, manage everyday tasks, generate code, or even provide tailored recommendations, all within a singular, cohesive platform. This strategic pivot aims to not only create higher value products, but also generate the necessary revenue streams that could support the company's growth and profitability, particularly with a focus on attracting business clients, rather than relying solely on casual consumers who primarily engage with the chatbot for simple inquiries. This transformation is critical for OpenAI, highlighting a recognition among its leaders that the functionality of AI needs to be tailored more closely to assist direct user needs. As AI agents become more sophisticated and capable, they represent a more lucrative investment for the company than a conversational bot alone. This shift signals a broader movement within the technology industry, wherein companies are actively seeking diversified revenue models, reflecting a narrative that casts AI as a crucial utility rather than merely an intriguing novelty. Another vital aspect of OpenAI's overhaul involves repositioning its Codex product, an AI-driven coding tool, at the forefront of their offerings. This suggests an understanding that the intersection of coding and AI can lead to the development of highly sophisticated technologies and applications. The transformation at OpenAI is not merely a reaction to market demands, but also a calculated strategic initiative designed to ensure long-term sustainability and profitability in a territory that is becoming increasingly competitive. Shifting gears, we turn to the second article, The Weather and Climate Science AI Revolution Isn't Revolutionary, also published on June 8th. In this piece, the author explores how AI is beginning to make its mark in the fields of weather forecasting and climate science. Contrary to the sensational narrative of a revolution, the reality is that many applications of AI in this arena are rooted in established machine learning techniques that have been around for years. The article opens with an anecdote highlighting the fallibility of AI-generated maps, reminding us that while AI holds great potential, it remains a developing tool with its own limitations. This article accurately delineates the distinctions between weather modeling and climate science. While the increased enthusiasm for AI applications is palpable, it is crucial to acknowledge that many scientists are still leaning on traditional machine learning methodologies rather than embarking on a paradigm shift. These time-proven methods involve training algorithms to identify patterns in vast data sets, making predictions based on historical trends. However, this should not be conflated with the more intricate outputs associated with deep learning or the large language models that permeate discussions surrounding consumer-driven AI applications. In terms of potential, machine learning algorithms have indeed proven their prowess in detecting relationships within complex datasets that might escape the notice of more straightforward statistical methods. Nonetheless, the challenges persist. Meteorologists still rely heavily on their expertise to interpret the results provided by AI. Climate modeling, in particular, is replete with intricacies, necessitating a comprehensive understanding of numerous interconnected variables. The complexity of these fields implies that while AI can undoubtedly enhance forecasting and simulation abilities, it does not supplant the indispensable expertise inherent in human scientists. The critical question posed by the article is how we truly define revolution in the context of AI applications. Is it merely the adoption of new tools and techniques, or does it require a fundamental transformation in our approach to existing challenges? In this regard, users who pin their hopes on AI radically transforming these domains may find themselves somewhat disillusioned. The gradual integration of AI systems, along with a tempered enthusiasm, mirrors a reality where professionals maintain a cautious optimism about AI's future role in their fields, ensuring the technology serves as an augmentation of, rather than a replacement for, human insight. Reflecting on the overall landscape of AI today, it's evident that while this technology is undeniably reshaping myriad aspects of our lives, from how we interact with our devices to the profound implications it holds for critical fields like climate science, it is important to recognize that the path taken by AI in specific verticals is characterized more by gradual integration than by dramatic changes. We currently observe a hybrid model where AI technology and human expertise coexist, driving advancements within predictable and established constraints rather than upending long-standing norms. As we draw this exploration to a close, we can glean substantial insights into the ongoing evolution of artificial intelligence from these two articles. OpenAI's ambitious move toward the development of richer, more integrated applications reveals a future where task-oriented AI agents may soon become the norm, illustrating the organization's commitment to adapting and innovating in a rapidly shifting landscape. Conversely, the cautious approach embraced in the realm of weather modeling and climate science illuminates the complexities of these fields and the crucial ongoing need for human oversight and expertise. The dialogue surrounding AI is multifaceted and far from one-dimensional. As we engage with these ongoing developments, it is exciting to contemplate the myriad possibilities that lie ahead, all while remaining grounded in a reality that embraces both innovation and a sense of responsibility. By fostering a balanced perspective on AI's trajectory across different sectors, we can collectively harness its potential in ways that are beneficial, sustainable, and grounded in ethical considerations. As we look forward, the prospect of AI may indeed be revolutionary, but it will take time, collaboration, and expertise to navigate the challenges and opportunities that lie before us. That is all for today's episode. Thanks for listening to your AI podcast. See you tomorrow.